Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 9th of February, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. That's all I am today. What I want to be today is the traffic czar. That's what I want to be today. But that is not who I am. That's not me. I am not in charge. I'm not the standard. I'm not the law. A gentleman asked me that yesterday. You to use police, eh? And I thought to myself, do I have to be police to show you that driving with your cell phone plastered to your face with no seatbelt on and two minors in the car not stopping at a stop sign is dangerous? No, I don't need to be the police to do that. But I tell you what does justify me telling you that. The fact that you were not even aware that we, the people in the other car, prevented a head-on collision. See, because you wasn't even aware of it. I just want to know, where did we develop this thing, right? Where you are the one who's cutting a movie on the road. You're driving with your cell phone in your hand. You're not paying attention to what's going on. You run the red light. You almost knock my car. I blow my horn to ensure that we avoid an accident so we don't have to end up in PMH while the nurse is still figuring out how they're going to survive, right? And your response as the other driver is to cuss and carry on like you're going to hurt somebody. Well, let me tell you all something. You know what that is? That's shame. Shame is what motivates that behavior, right? When you are just doing the right thing and somebody, right, is doing the wrong thing and you blow your horn or you do or say something in an attempt to avoid an accident and then the person escalates as if they're going to physically attack you, that's because they don't know how to deal with the shame they're feeling of being exposed in the public. That's all it is. That's what it is, right? But here's what the problem is. I cannot allow conditions that may risk my life to exist for your comfort. You know what I'm saying? I can't just sit here and hope that while you fly through the stop sign and my car is in the intersection, that some miracle will happen and you'll just fly over my car. I just can't do that. I have a natural, reflexive instinct to protect myself. Right? And it made me think, like, what is happening here? Because I grew up hearing older people tell me constantly, your generation has more than we had. You must do more than we did. Constantly, right? And I'm sitting here thinking, well, how did people that had access to so little educational information, mechanisms, right, tools, why does it appear as if they were able to navigate society with far greater ease than young people and people today that have greater access to information, to tools, toys, mechanisms, even income-generating mechanisms? Producer Prep, the caller, I'm coming to you right now, right? Like, what's the difference? I can tell you what the difference is right now. The difference is, back then, a person with limited education could leave their house and just simply navigating the broader world, society, and observing, they were able to reconcile what was happening around him much better. That's it. They benefited from an ordered society. Ordered society we refuse to provide for our younger people. The phone line's blinking. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Green.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I good, thank you. How you doing?
Thank God for life as usual. Can't complain. It could have been so much better. And I'm sure it could have been worse. So I'm thankful.
Yes, sir. Bless you.
Green, did the guy say if you was a police, you think you was a police, say?
Uh-huh.
Tell me something.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you always put in notice the foolishness these people doing on the road.
Mm-hmm.
This might sound dumb, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you think that's a different culture? This are behemoth people doing this? Or this the young behemoth people? This a different culture on the road?
No. I see, because it's easy to think that migrants with limited access to modern-day infrastructure...
Yeah.
Right, would have difficulty navigating the roads. Here's what I find with migrants.
Ms. Green, before you tell me what you find with migrants, add in the part where it ain't just disability with the new technology. I'm talking about them cultures who don't respect laws and all.
I got you.
So tell me.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
You would think, right, that it's migrants, it's people who are living in disordered societies that can't make sense of what they're seeing on the road, like the signs and everything, but that's not what it is.
No.
I'm telling you, it's not what it is, and it's frightening, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's let me tell you something, it's very rich people, too, as well, right? What I find with the migrants is they become more dangerous on the road because they drive with hesitancy, because they're scared of mashing that car.
Okay.
Right? But... it is across class, across race, across culture. It is.
So, Ms. Green, these young people or old people too?
I'm frightened because it's older people as well. 30, 40, 50, 60.
And you think it's anything to do with like mental problems or physical problems? Like some of them might be disabled, can't see too good or something?
Okay, yes. I think that we have a massive vision eye crisis, right? Where people... who cannot afford glasses, cannot get an appointment. Some people waiting over a year for eye appointments.
Mm-hmm.
That's how few practitioners and skilled experts we have in the country. People are losing their sight in the duration of time it takes from them booking the appointment to getting going to the appointment.
I'm still driving on the road.
Right. And then talk about the lack of lights. The lack of lines in the road, the people them knock down all the reflective barriers and indicators in the road, the government don't replace it.
Ms. Green, if we had to pay you or we had to give you this job, even if you want to do it free, what this is? Because, I mean, in these things you point us a bunch of, like, slackness we have, like, what we could do better in, but we just allowing it to happen. If somebody holds this position, what kind of SARS this is?
It's a traffic SAR. It is traffic and road management. You sit it in the Ministry of Transport. In fact, when they said they was creating a Ministry of Transport, I thought that's what they was going to be doing. You wouldn't.
So the controller need to get on the road, then woman or man, she need or he need to get on the road.
Yep, and they need to remind officers that every single officer is a traffic officer. That's what their mandate say, not me. I didn't make that up.
Ms. Green, you have your phone on. You can't take pictures when they talk foolishness to you, especially when the police play like they know what they're supposed to do.
No, because I drive in. What I have to do is I have to set up my hands-free recording device
capture it. We don't do the dashboard on the cars over here yet?
Yeah, we'll be doing it. I just got to get it set up.
Okay. Ms. Green,
yes.
I didn't hear no guests, but tell me something.
Uh-huh.
You accept what my prime minister had to say on the matter with the... Epstein matter international connecting to the Bahamas, the names was called. I ain't calling no names. I just want to know
what he said. Tell me
if you didn't hear what he said.
No, I didn't hear what he said.
Phrase it.
Yeah.
Sound like he say, and I don't know what it get to do with anything.
Mm-hmm.
He say he don't think the man name getting called affect him in the campaign or in the election. What that got to do with anything? If people had any shame, they wouldn't connect themselves with these people. Who names are called, although they are innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They have a mandate.
Mm-hmm.
They explain themselves and go and sit down with the authorities or let the public know. Yeah, you could tell me, but why are they saying you do them kind of things? Why are they saying you was involved with them? Ms. Green, we have a Not we. We have a Me Too movement over here. But these women, them is, how come they, I know these people, their names is called, let's give a lot of donations, right?
Uh-huh.
Should we not expect them to come out and
let me frame it, let me give it a better frame for you,
yeah,
right?
Come on, you know after me. I know the, you know how to say it, teacher. Help me.
In the local media, I got the article in my car. In the local media, right, one of our local dailies reported, while they were reporting on NIGARD, that they discovered, they found a database with 7,700 names. A database with 7,700 names, men and women. And
was taking advantage of it, right?
No, it just said a database of names, right? Listen, we can speculate, right? We can speculate through the other commentary in the article that some of the names on the list may be the names of victims. So I sort of agreeing with you, right? We have a starting point. We know that there are 7,700 names. Who among the local actors, who among Bahamians are investigating, looking at that list and trying to reach out to anybody who is identified as a Bahamian to determine whether they were abused, they were involved, right, in some sort of sexual violence that they had no control over, and whether they want to push forward with a case?
The names out there, names there, 7,700.
There's a database. I think the number's either 7,700 or 7,400. Like I say, the article is in the car.
And me closing, right?
Yeah.
Tell me something. Them people like the Me Too movement over there in the United States and stuff, but eventually what they're looking for compensation. They're looking to get something back for the punishment and the hurt and the pain they're going through. How you say, monetary?
Right, so...
And so in the Bahamas here, these people should be looking from these people whose names or who might have been involved with it the same way.
Well, I would say, for me, if I were a victim, right? If I were a victim, I don't know how comfortable I would be living in my country if I knew that just sort of the surface investigation, right, indicates that there's a database of 7,700 names and people in the country I'm from and the place thing partially took place in are not doing everything that they could do to identify where, you know, to determine whether...
Just like when was night guard time until he got into jail in the States.
This is what I say. Like, I don't know if I would feel comfortable with this.
So when things like that happen, they make you feel like they're involved, but they're comfortable with those kind of things, say.
Well, see, so this is what... This is what politicians have to be wary of, right?
People in authority.
You are innocent until proven guilty, right? In fact,
yes.
None of them have been accused of a crime even, right?
No.
However.
Hold on. Who, what you talking about?
Any local, no Bahamian politician has been accused.
Oh, you mean the politician? Because
right.
One of them who's trying to be politician, they have in the papers where they was accusing them for trafficking humans and
but
guns
that's
and
that's
stuff.
That's that Epstein case, right? And what we know is that those files we're looking at are not the conclusions of investigations.
Yeah.
Those are copies of communications between Epstein and other people. So we cannot say that just seeing a name on that list is a clear indication of guilt or even participation.
No guilt, but you sure ain't innocent. You gotta explain yourself.
Well,
tell me something. Marvin Deems is the hero, and they say sound like he's the police officer who turned the witness them on to the FBI to give the information.
No. All it seems like to me is that Marvin Deems, in his capacity as a security agent at a entity, right, in his capacity.
Oh, I thought he'd do it as assistant commissioner or commissioner, sorry.
No, I think he was not in the government at the time.
Oh.
I don't think he was in the government at the time, but
okay.
In his capacity, he facilitated, right, access to an embassy by someone that wanted to give the embassy information. That's, like you say, is he a hero? I bet he did his job.
I'm going right now. Tell me something, Ms. Green. Like I asked you in the beginning, you accept with the Prime Minister. Would you think the Prime Minister?
I didn't hear him.
You didn't hear him? Okay, I paraphrase until you get your paper or you read it, right? If there's any truth to what I'm saying, like how I paraphrase, he's like he just like do a Frank Rutherford leap, like nothing to do with really like how the leaders around the world, King Charles and the rest of them, how they dealing with people who names and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
He bring it up to us, say that ain't gonna affect the bond campaign. Like, would that get to do with anything? So I'm asking you, do you think he need to ask that candidate to resign? I gang up and listen, thanks.
Ah, boy. Listen, I looking at today's papers. First of all, it was so great to hear your voice. Don't wait so long to call back to my show. Thank you very much. I don't know. I have to withhold commentary on that question until I read the Prime Minister's statements myself. I don't see them in the first 3 pages of the paper, though. And I'm wondering how important... Okay, Davis backs Abbas Bastien despite FBI allegations in the Tribune. That's the article he's referencing. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Evan. How are you doing?
I good, thank you. How you do? I just wanted you to know last time it was because of a wobble in the line. That's all.
No problem, sis.
Okay.
You know, Papa, my boy Papa made some good contribution to Johnson 52. The real people know, Evan, back in the day, people just called myself and Sparky kind of call us.
Mm-hmm.
So I spoke to I called a talk show this way back that I bought the Guardian, the Tribune, and the Punch. Am I a chronic reader? And I couldn't get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
You see, a lot of people just talk. I'm hearing. See, I got high school education.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 25, my friends of 65, 70, and my old man said,
mm-hmm.
You see, like, I keep telling you all, we ain't getting no blessings until we get rid of Moses too. They hate demons. I got my PLPs and F and them.
Mm-hmm.
Papa, you know, tell Mr. Christie Long, and they're my personal friends, you know. I respect them to them, they love them to death.
Mm-hmm.
Stop hanging with these people. I know Papa's meaning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up that night, you know, even.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized, well, look, this is a spy place, you know. Not knowing that was a radio place. I got had all kind of hidden camera and all our greedy politicians, the black ones and the white ones. Greedy, mm-hmm. But look at the careful. Fast forward now with this, even. I got children, grandchildren. I got the ISIS, they can't buy land in Ireland, who was very born ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, minister, we feel their own. With the brave, they always have the opportunities right now to repeal the land, holding up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot put the land out of reach out of behind the people, man. Where do you want us to go? Why do you think a lot of kids are 40 and 50 still living in the man house?
Mm-hmm.
See, I work with some companies in the country, and they say affordable homes. Anyway, 40% of $400,000 is how much? So 25%, $45,000. I mean, $400,000 is how much money?
You tell me.
$45,000 down payment
mm-hmm.
to get some houses.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting houses for young people, young doctors, young police. It's down to 10% possible.
Mm-hmm.
All government Obama doing an excellent job in building subdivisions. You know, my thing is 7,000 down, 700 more. That's quite sufficient. 5,000 down, 500 more. People can afford that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And what you do with the baby people seekers, look here. I got two of my phones as a company thing, right? And sometimes when I don't make my payment, they score say account number bing bing bing, and I'd be so glad I message back say thank you very much, you know, because when you wake me up yesterday, it's really a lot of things that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can die saying this, right? When Leonard and my good friend, one of the best ministers in the Bahamas right now today, she's a nice lady. I always buy with her mm-hmm. for the daddy. When she was minister to aviation, I'd be in the airspace my people 10 years with her till we finally started to get paid to get some dividends.
Mm-hmm.
But Devin, let me ask. I'm asking a question for me, please.
Yes, sir.
It must again come in next month. According to our law, constitutional, all members of the parliament, the mission, police, defense force, finance, and security, they're forced to declare. Am mm-hmm. I right or wrong?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, if they declare, they say $10,000 fine or both me 2 years in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So half of them people in the parliament, they shouldn't be paid.
Mm-hmm.
See, Evan, we need to keep the pressure. See, Evan, I can look at you. See, I was giving them a break, you know. Shasha knows, I like you to death. I know your daddy, where she knows that good. You coughing and lose some money because I said, a commissioner of police, a woman commissioner of police will be a good thing. You know, I mean, I didn't lose a couple. You know, when I say a couple of these bets, because I don't know about it, but I mean, this woman commissioner of police, but a man gets a loser, you know. And every day they have them showing. Even I know a lot of things, I stay on the ground. But same things I want to say. See, I love the Bahamas country. I love our government. I play for prayer, come and charm them all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this thing before I go. If the country, just say we were to go to war, I mean fighting no particular nation.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm a born behind the man power, great player on both sides, my children, my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't go fight for the country, you know what they can tell
us? Mm-hmm.
You're going to jail.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, now all the paper behind me, you know they can say, I know being like Haitian, I'm Jamaican, Canadian. See, our government, I don't know what our government, you know. How you going to like other people, your own people, even?
Yeah. That's
I
up, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for calling. And it's great to hear from people who are also reading the papers and hearing the conversations and putting their thoughts together to share with the nation. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
Hi, good, thank you. How you do?
Awesome. I just took a sabbatical for a few days just to feel the pulse of, you know, our people in this country, how they're thinking, whether they are thinking nationally
mm-hmm.
or whether they're selfish or whatever. And I'm going to tell you, I'm pretty impressed, especially with a lot of the young people that I'm speaking with, how they look at how they view this country, the direction we're going in, the disparity and the despise for some of these political leaders in this country who are supposed to be the examples that they look up to. And I'm going to tell you, a whole lot of them saying that they don't even revere or look up to them because of the speculations and the sort of the projections that they get from a whole lot of these people. At one time, we used to refer to our politicians as statesmen and stateswomen. And so far today, you realize we don't even hardly use that term or that word at all.
To describe honorable by them, hey?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because there's no honor. And this is what the young people are looking forward to. But we got people in my age bracket who's supposed to be also the standard bearer in bringing about a realization that these politicians are supposed to hold a certain standard. They're supposed to be the example that people would like to elevate and look up to. And many of the young people today, and I'm targeting the youth in particular in this country, that they have, it's like a turn off. They have no desire to even look at hardly any of our politicians because they are not the positive role models and examples that we expect from them. And then when you start to talk like this, then they start the plot, they start the plan, they start behind the scenes. They may not do it in your face, but victimization and intimidation in this country is alive and well. We have to fix this country for not just we, the older generation, but also the youth of this country who is looking forward to one day perhaps wanting to grab the reins of this country to help to carry it to another plateau. But I'm going to end on this note. You know, I listen to Papa, and Papa impresses me because of his honesty. Okay? He is a PLP. I once considered myself a PLP because I supported the party wholeheartedly. But the examples that the party, not the party itself, but many of these persons in the party, what they are projecting out here is not that of the original political party, the PLP, once stood for.
Yes,
and
sir.
It's sad to say it, but the truth is the truth.
I tell
they
him.
Are supposed to be the standard bearer for the new Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
This is what Sir Lyndon, Arthur Hanna, Milo Butler, and we could call the numerous of names, the founders
Carlton,
of the country.
Carlton Francis, A.F. Adderley.
Carlton Francis, the Rodney Bain and his
absolutely.
Brother.
Absolutely.
You know, we should call the names.
Milton Taylor. That. Absolutely. Sir, I get... I got.
I'll close on this one point. Until we get to teach our young people the history of this country and why the country is, where it came from, where it is today, and what was the projection for where the country is supposed to be today, until we teach this in our schools, this country and our generations for generations to come, we're going to be lost in the wilderness. Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Absolutely. T.A. Toots' brother was second in command in the UNIA, working with Marcus Garvey. These are things the young people need to know, right? These are the things that we should be putting on the school books. But if Glenys Hannah Martin will ever take A.D. Hannah's PLP to some place where it will flourish, it'll be a good day. I see you, caller. Let's go to the caller and then to the text line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I'm fine.
Good,
now,
good.
The Israelis have a program called Truster. And what it does is it can tell if you're lying just by listening to what you say. And I want you to, I just want to read something that somebody said. You know, they say, dog don't bark at park car. And you know, I know what I stand for. I know what my convictions are. I know what I have done in my past and my future. Listen to this man talking. He knows what he has done in his future. And everything else, I have never done any wrongdoings. And I have nothing to worry about. And if I have no concerns, if anything, they can ask me whatever they want. Now, this man used to be an ambassador representing this country. Listen to how he speaks off the cuff when he's pressured, when he's squeezed. And I run it through Truster. Mm. And he's lying.
Okay.
All right.
But listen, from you say trust her, I asking you what you doing. Don't. I thought you were reading from the online PR press release, Adrian Fox addresses online commentary, but no use reading from somewhere else. I'm going to go to the text line, and then we're going to read from that article, Davis backs Sebastian despite FBI file allegations. Cole, are you gone? What happened? I'm sorry I missed you. And then you can hear me in the delay. Here's a text. That reminds me. I thought two items went understated last week. Read the gentleman killed while excavating out west. Are we still cutting down hills in Nassau? You mean are people paying to take the quarry out your yard so they could go sell it to somebody else? I thought Brave Davis said he'd stop the practice, but I could be wrong. Second, did Brave Davis announce another multi-million dollar loan to BPL last week? I think he did announce something. There they're borrowing more money, which I don't understand, because a few months ago they were all on a stage smiling and said, we've solved the problem. Everything fine for now. 25-year lease. Anyway, caller, I'm so sorry. You hear the music. We're going to a break. If you could hold on, hold on. If not, call back. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll free for Family Island listeners. Stay tuned, 96.9 FM.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The following is a paid political message. That was a paid political message.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Dr. MacGyver, man, look here. It catchy. It catchy is an anthem. I need you to figure out how you could bring all the women in the COI here to Guardian on the clock so I could see what you injecting into this party. What I like very much is this. I want to see the dynamic between Green and MacGyver, right? And how those women, the vice and the chair, are setting tone in the party. Because if that theme song, if that's any indicator of what's happening, I am excited. Okay, the phone line is ringing through the break. Let's go straight to the caller. Good morning, caller.
To you, Ms. Green. C. Allen Johnson.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Just, for the people who call, right? I mean, it's 4 points, and they kind of overlap into each other, right? Now, we must understand, right, the same group of people who is now governing us, the same leadership teams governing us, that fought on behalf of NIGAD, who in his video, he said that he got the country back for them. They, in Parliament, the same individuals involved with the anchoring project, with the mooring project, and the exhumers.
Okay, hold on. I was with you there. I was with you right before we started tying up to land, to the moorings part. I'm not quite aware of the connection or whether the connection is in the public domain.
It is in the public domain, in your newspapers. In fact, the exposure of the deal, for which they have yet to answer, and the persons in the office who signed for the deal themselves, the advisor in the office.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying to you. It's the same people. Remember the reading of emails inside of Parliament, right?
Oh, when Jerome Fitzgerald said, I didn't hack anything, and ain't nobody, I have no friends in the U. Well, I had no friends in the U.S. hacking on my behalf. The same way the medias get anonymous information sent to them anonymously. Like I have a garbage can like that. That one,
yeah.
2019.
Yeah. But now you have another instance tied in. So people are expecting an administration then and now that doesn't believe in transparency, doesn't believe in accountability. Family doesn't support this concept of integrity, really have no concern about having anti-corruption or providing us with freedom of information, to now to argue that a tax collector, now understand this is not my definition. Lottery and casino gambling operate as a highly regressive tax.
Man, see, Alan, start talking about Pharisees and Sadducees and Zechariah and the tax collectors. I appreciate the point that you were making. I appreciate the point that you were making, C. Allen Johnson. I want to get to the text line, and then I want to read from this article, Davis backs Sebastian despite FBI file allegations. Wow, what you read just now is stating that this man thinks he is God. It's not like a guilty person with no conscience is going to admit it. They will gaslight until their hand is literally caught in the cookie jar. Sorry, Aaron, but I disagree. I believe illegals behind the wheel is detrimental in happening because every time they hit me, they have a driver's license. We can speak English. Secondly, guilty by association. I'm not quite sure what that text was saying. You see, I had to pause. I think he's trying to say that whenever there is an accident, they have a license, but they can't speak English. And then the text goes on to say, we have a rape culture and pedophile dream rubbing shoulders with everything evil, like Peter Nygaard. Texter, okay, we do have a rape culture. And I guess the question is he a rapist before he is convicted or after he is convicted? And let me be gender neutral. Are they a rapist before he or she is convicted or after he or she is convicted? Another text. Producer, you want to prep the phone line for me, please? Marvin Dames was not a police officer at the time of the CI. He was employed at the time by Bahama and as their security consultant. Thank you, Texter. That's the point I made earlier as well, right? He was working in his capacity. All right, text to send that again. There are some typos. I can't understand what you're saying. Good morning, Ms. Green. Don't forget, Mr. Fox was... Okay. The text is saying, don't forget that Mr. Fox was questioned, was wanted in the U.S. for several offenses, and the Prime Minister wrote a letter on his behalf. I think he pled to a lesser crime. Good morning, and government begging for things. Always remember what my pa tell me, we you begging, you could get back. These people negotiating and expecting me to give back. Good morning, Aaron. I would like for our Bahamian people to be more sensitive towards people in finder binders, fender benders. A guy hit me from behind this morning. Instantly, I felt my lower waist and neck hurting. The bumper was a bit mashed. Would you believe a few persons passed by saying, ain't nothing wrong with your car, come out the road? I'm like, what the heck, sigh. See? All of these things the traffic czar would deal with. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to me as if the phone company, I have a problem calling landlines. I don't know what the problem is. The internet is on. Mm-hmm. There's always a problem. I don't know what's going on. I have a cell phone. So.
Several people had problems. We're having problems with WhatsApp in several parts of the island as well, with late messages
coming
in. Yeah,
so if the phone cut off, that's my minutes, Ronald. I don't have minutes.
Yeah,
but the thing is, somebody called Marvin Deems' name.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Mr. Deems, I highly respect Mr. Deems. And so I was, but the thing is, they try to make it look like there's some implication, but I'm not concerned about Marvin Deems' name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about the other names. Who, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. The thing is, Mr. Deems, I mean, Ms. Green, is with the traffic situation, you know, there was a lot of madness last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a guy, but I know he's a Haitian because I know the vehicle and mm-hmm. I live in the area. And he,
you know who he is?
Came on to Andes Avenue. I'm mm-hmm. telling you, the person came on the Andes Avenue. They were driving a gray 4Runner. It's an old 4Runner.
Mm-hmm.
They was on the left lane, and they wanted to go to Bimini Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't believe this person turned on the person on the right lane from the left lane without signaling. And so the imbecility is unbelievable. But also, there was an accident. A friend of mine got in an accident. He was heading south home.
Mm-hmm.
A lady, I don't know if her boyfriend was scheming, but apparently she, come to find out, she was only in the panties and a bra.
Mm-hmm.
And she ran straight across Malcolm Road, straight across out of side swipe, and almost killed him. So I don't know what the urgency was, but this is what's going on. But I predicted the madness. And after nine, I was off the road. And I wouldn't even like to talk about what I'm going through, but the thing is, something has to be done. It's like everybody's running away with themselves. And my condolences to the guy who lost his life on the motorcycle on Wolf Road,
mm-hmm.
which was madness. You see what I'm saying? This is a lack of disrespect of culture. It's madness out there, Ms. Green. You mm-hmm. have to highlight these things over and over. You have to be importunate to the point of annoyance. That's what it's meant. But I want to get something in quick before the phone cut with the healthcare
mm-hmm.
as it relates to triage. Can somebody from the health industry come and explain what I know what the triage is all about, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to find out how effective it is when I lost two friends, Ricardo Coldbrook and Vince Johnson, Asian demon friend of mine. Both had pulmonary edema. So what I'm saying is when somebody goes into the accident emergency to which there seems to be no urgency, what happens is the triage is supposed to be to analyze who needs care first.
Right.
They push him in the corner and create a curse. Mm. Like, it's madness.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Thank you. Thank you, 52. Like he said, he's going to run out of minutes. Let's take this moment. 52 acknowledges that he feels it because he lost two people known to him with what seems to be unnecessary loss, right? And so I want to take this moment to recognize some people we have lost over the last few days. I want to say condolences to Princess Pratt and the Pratt family on this, you know, the tragic loss of Ms. Hyacinth Pratt. We want to say condolences to the Fox family and to Long Island community on the sudden passing of Mr. Chuck Fox, content creator, tourism service provider, and tourism ambassador, and like a real tourism ambassador. Yeah, yeah. And the loss of lawyer Ramona Farquharson this weekend, sudden death. And then we look in the papers today, the headline, Mystery Over Couple's Death. And we also want to say condolences to the Unwalla family this Saturday. They had a memorial for Darius Unwalla, I think the eldest son. He was Queens College class of 1992 head boy. Ramona Farquharson was also a QC Comet class of 1995. And we say condolences to all the family members. Producer, let's take us to the phone line quickly, and then we're going to get back to this article. I am reading this article today. Papa put it in my, I got to read it. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Still there?
Yes, sir. Good day.
Good day. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, you read it like people in callers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They who are conservative callers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have issues like healthcare. They seem to believe like healthcare is supposed to be like a profit, like the PMA is supposed to make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you know, see, I guess because they can afford things, doesn't mean that others can afford things.
Yep.
You know, they expect everybody to have a good morning. You understand? I mean, mm-hmm. Everything to be okay. Then they ask you how you doing. Everything all right? And then everything ain't all right.
I had the hospital. Of course, it ain't all right.
You know, you can't keep asking someone in Haiti if everything all right.
Mm-hmm. Imagine
if everything all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the homeless and the bombers if everything all right.
Yeah.
People can't afford it. Come on, man, what's going on?
It's a mechanism we use, right? We have come to a place where we can render something, a thing that makes us uncomfortable or forces us to recognize our inherent human or Christian or legal or moral obligation to the thing or the person. Like we could render that person invisible as opposed to living up to our duty or obligation.
They lock everything with them. They line everything with them. You know, because they made it, because they came from the bottom and made it. They believe everybody's supposed to be able to make it.
Yes,
they know that ain't true.
Listen,
you know, it's a zero-sum game.
For you to
gain, somebody got lost, lose.
I want to say thank you for your text. I'm going to read now, right before I go to the next caller. Thank you very much, caller. Producer, please prep the next caller. This headline from Friday, 6th of February. Minnis calls for a bipartisan end to free health care. Former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis on Wednesday said the low cost that Bahamians pay for public health care is unsustainable and warned that partisan politics have long made honest reform impossible, calling for a bipartisan approach to confronting the reality that health care cannot remain free. I don't like that at all. It sounds to me like it feels to me like you saying, hey, PLP, we got to team up to show these people that we determine the prioritization of the allocation of resources. It's us against them, the people. I don't like it. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good day, Ms. Green.
Good day, sir.
Ms. Green,
mm-hmm.
I had a son born and a daughter born in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
In order for me to go back to the U.S., we had to show proof that we paid off every bill. Other than that,
mm-hmm.
we couldn't even get back to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I say all of that to say everything in this country is too free for the hospital. It should not be.
Okay, I got you.
We need to, even registration, you have to start paying.
I got you.
Especially for it.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Let me tell you what happened to me.
Uh-huh.
I went to theater year before last. I went up to an office to get the sheet to say what I'm going to have done and how much it costs. And they wrote the cost on the sheet, right? They wrote
right.
the cost on the sheet. By the time I got downstairs to the cashier took my piece of paper and the number they asked me for, the amount of money they asked me for, was double what was on the paper. I had not even left the hospital. The room I came from put $40 on the paper, and by the time I went to the cashier, the cashier told me that's $80. And I asked him, but how? Because the people put the price on the paper so you could see it. Here's
right.
the second point I want to make. I feel you. People have to pay bills. While I was on connected with Lester Cox, I think it was way back then, between 2014 and 2017, right, we had a conversation, a public conversation, where the state, the ministry responsible for PMH, indicated, right, that PMH is... arrears, they waiting for people to pay, right? And then the insurance company joined the conversation, and you know what they said? They said, hey, if you expect people to pay, you should send them an invoice.
Right.
And it turns out, right, that the hospital wasn't sending out the invoices.
Exactly.
And so then the people say, but okay, like technically we know that there should be money going out to you, but we can't send the money to you until you send us an invoice, right? And so who's at fault? Is it the patient who relies on insurance to pay? Is it the insurance industry,
or is it the
administration,
the account department?
And hold on, and the insurance industry, because they have the weight. They have the weight to bring the conversation to the forefront.
Right.
Yeah. But I appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah, last thing, Mr.
Yes, sir.
Friend.
Mm-hmm.
We need to sit down with our prime minister, all these smart people, claims to be smart people,
mm-hmm.
and let them come up with plans to make the country make money instead of keep borrowing. The hospital can't go to no medical facility and get no medicine because they have too much bills pending.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why you see when you go to the hospital, you can't find medicine.
They have too much bills. I got you.
And so need to make people pay for their bills.
Thank you. Absolutely. We have to figure it out. We have to. I agree with you. People have to pay the bills. For me, the question is, right, how much of the unpaid bills belong to, like, senior people with plenty of money and people with insurance, and how much of, like, the money loss is actually, like, money that the poor people ain't paying? That's what I want to see, like, that assessment. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Caller, you got 30 seconds. I got 85 stories to read from one time. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. All right. I think we lost you, caller. My apologies if it took us too long to get to you. Okay, so in response to the commentary from the last couple of callers, read the article, Minutes Calls for Bipartisan End to Free Healthcare. In terms of what's happening with the accounting systems, right? Here's an article, Medical Practice Halting NHI Laboratory Services, Nassau Tribune, 4th of February. A prominent medical practice yesterday confirmed that it will halt the provision of laboratory services to NHI patients with effect from February 15th, but denied this was due to non- or late payment by the government-run scheme. Here is another article. Lucayan staff, 5 weeks unpaid for a second time, Nassau Tribune, 4th of February. I read those off to say that it looks like to me that one of the problems the administration has is causing the civil service to move at the pace of the administration's policies. Lucayan staff, 5 weeks unpaid. Medical practice halting NHI laboratory services. Now, let me get to this. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Let's go to the call. Oh, caller is coming to you right now. My apologies. We go into this article, Davis backs Sebas Bastian despite FBI file allegations. The first caller asked me, what did I think about the Prime Minister's comments? We're going to read them now. Speaking with reporters, Mr. Davis said he had heard Mr. Bastian's response to the allegations and made clear he was not persuaded by the claims. Quote, I don't know as much about this, about what is in those files and what those files mean, close quotes, the Prime Minister said. So why are you speaking, sir? Why are you speaking if what you said was, I don't know as much about what is in those files and what those files mean, comma, close quotes, the Prime Minister said, full stop. Quote, all I know is that he's indicated he doesn't know foolishness. He don't know what they're talking about, close quotes. Asked whether the issue would affect the PLP's campaign, Mr. Davis replied, quote, I don't think so, close quotes. The FBI, I mean, you know what? That sentence would have made more sense if there was a comma somewhere in there, like, I don't think so. I said, grammar. Anyway, the FBI document dated September 30th, 2021, records allegations made by an informant during an interview in which she claimed that, quote, Epstein controlled the Bahamian and U.S. governments, close quote. The file does not state that the allegations were verified. Again, these are not the conclusions of investigations. These are just pieces of documentation in an investigation. Mr. Bastian and Mr. Fox both told Tribune Business in separate statements that he had never met or associated with Epstein and denied any involvement in illegal activity. So here's, like, I think this should be the rule. This should be the rule. If the police tell young people, if with the crows you were, you know, if at home, if with the cross you were not found, you'd be home safe and sound, and then lick in the head? Why we just don't apply that rule across the board? Hmm? Why we don't? Why does it only apply to the political class? Or not apply? Why does it not apply to the political class? Why does it only apply to scrubby people? Black, red, yellow. Why? 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 Also, you know, look in today's Tribune. Father in Wolf Road crash years after losing son. It's a write-up on the most recent traffic fatalities. The roads are a clear indicator that we are no longer an ordered society. It's as simple as that. Y'all want to talk all this highfalutin politics and international espionage and all of that? The roadways are the clearest indication that we are a country in crisis. Pay attention to what's happening around you on the road. Please. Please. There's too many people just doing whatever they want. There are too many people just buying big vehicles because the rule is the bigger vehicle wins. That's what the rule is. That's what the rule is. In the absence of actual police enforcement. Commissioner of Police, please, for the love of God, prioritize traffic enforcement and road management. Because this tax collection exercise on behalf of the Ministry of Transport is only reinforcing dangerous driving behaviors. Your officers are observing people breaking the law, but only stopping them if they don't have the proper license on their car. They're observing them breaking the law. You are only reinforcing the bad driving habits and behaviors. And I think you all already know, as long as Bahamians continue to watch police officers, senior administrators, and highfalutin people break the law with impunity, they will continue to break the law with impunity. And breaking traffic controls is also breaking the law. You guys have a great day, because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.